Hello there, and welcome back to the Manifest Podcast. Welcome back if you are a regular listener, or if this is your very first time. I am so honored and excited to spend this time with you because I feel like a new person. I feel like every time I step away from the microphone and just allow life to take over until I feel that intuitive call to bounce back into action, there's this magic that takes place. And so I often feel like a new version of me, like I've had my software upgraded in certain respects. And I guess it's very indicative of the changing seasons right now. And I was thinking about this when I was in the jacuzzi the other day, which is one of my favorite things about this house that we've been staying in on and off here in Sag Harbor since 2021. And it's this beautiful view from the jacuzzi of the woods. It's just trees. And so I listen to the wind in the trees at nighttime, or I look up at the stars and I feel this sense of groundedness and connection to nature. And so this thought randomly popped into my mind that I needed to remind you of today. And that is, we need to trust the universe, God, the divine plan, if you will, like we trust nature, that we trust that at the end of a long winter, that the tree will be replenished with new growth. And this is exactly what we go through as well as spiritual beings having this physical experience. We grow, we regenerate, we go through different seasons, and you may have gone through a winter, or you may have experienced a spring, or it might be a really fun summer period that you're going through right now, or it could be a fall or an autumn for my southern hemispheric friends right now that are just going into the autumn period where the leaves fall from the trees to create space for the new. And you can do that in your own life as well, where literally the old falls away to create space for the new. And so this translates so beautifully when it comes to how to attune our energy fields to the frequency of abundance. And I work with many of my clients on this specific modality of understanding how the elements work with us to help us elevate our consciousness and our awareness to what can be brought forth into our physical reality based on our willingness to be connected and grounded to the energy that we have available to us in nature. So I am actually quite perplexed as to why I'm showing up behind the microphone today, because the way that I woke up this morning was not great. Let's put it that way. It was a full moon at, I think, 3 a.m. this morning. So I was not sleeping. And it was also an eclipse. It's the beginning of eclipse season. And so often all of these old feelings begin to emerge, right? And I've made so many different, how do I put this nicely, energetic detours over the years by making things worse than they are. And one thing that I'm really grateful for, not a thing, a person actually, his name is Sean and he's my husband. And he has been so helpful when I am experiencing those moments of realizing that these feelings just visit. They just drop by for a cup of tea and then they move on. And that our job is to not make them worse than they are and also just stop digging. How often do you grab a shovel and dig a bigger hole when you're feeling like you are stuck in that emotional pit? In fact, a very dear friend and mentor of ours, when we'd call up with our SOS calls in our relationship and say, what do we do? Like, this is all bad and everything's awful and we just want to call it quits and just give up. You know, whether it was a relationship issue that we were having within our marriage, or perhaps, you know, a business or a product launch didn't go the way that we wanted or anticipated. And she said, stop digging. Stop digging, because so often we just want to heap, you know, all of the different themes and unfulfilled dreams and unmet expectations into like this giant experience that it doesn't need to be. We make it far worse than it needs to be, rather than just allowing ourselves to sit in the uncomfortable feelings. And there's a lot going on in the world right now. I mean, when has there ever not been a lot going on in the world? And it's a reminder that because social media and content, the way we consume content, right, in these little increments where we scroll, and then kind of get lost in the scroll and wonder, oh my gosh, where did the last 20 minutes go, right? We got to do less of that to bring ourselves back to a state of presence, because our emotions deserve respect so then we can manifest at a very much higher level of frequency. This is how we attune to the energy and to the frequency of abundance. And I know here's something that is so important to understand, is that you get to define abundance on your own terms. Nobody can say to you, well, you'll feel like the wealthiest, richest person in the world when you manifest XYZ. Only you can know that, because, I mean, and this is what's kind of mind-boggling, that $1 million to one person might seem like change that you find in the back of your couch cushions, right? Or in the old pockets of a jacket or a coat or a handbag. Whereas $100 million might seem like an unfathomable dream for somebody. And so you get to choose to define abundance on your own terms. And it may not even necessarily translate as monetary, but just remember that money is energy and everything is energy. So everything has and holds a specific key energy or frequency that you can align with and then allow into your reality. But I'm not going to get distracted today, because that's kind of high level manifestation stuff that I reserve for my VIP clients. But what I will say is that you have everything that you need within you to tune into the abundance and realize that it's here now. Nature is abundance. Tuning into nature, just going outside and maybe looking up at the stars or feeling the wind on your face or your feet on the grass. And this is what I've been teaching in my latest program that I'm so excited to teach right now. It's called Quintessence. The doors are currently closed, but if you want to go to sarahprout.com/Quintessence, you can get in on the next round. We've already launched into this 5 weeks. And this is really exciting, I got to host my very first live meditation on Zoom. I have never done that before. Many of you know that around 25 years ago now, I was part of a meditation group. I won't go into the details because it's not as glamorous as it sounds, let's put it that way. But I did a lot of studying and training during that time. And I used to host small meditation groups, not only in the building that my ex-husband and I ran together for a little while, but also in my home. And we would host, I think it was like 3 or 4 times a week, we would host group meditations. And we would have maybe 5 to 10 people show up, and I would guide them sometimes, and everybody else would take a turn as well. And so I had a little bit of apprehension about doing that. But here's the thing, over the years, over the last 15 years as a meditation teacher, I have recorded hundreds of meditations that have been downloaded thousands upon thousands, if not millions of times. And so to meditate live with a group, though, something new was activated within me. And I could also tell that in terms of the people that had joined the group in the Zoom room. It was like this palpable depth of surrender that they could feel if they show up week after week, that this is going to be powerful and it's going to be transformative. Now, with that being said, I said it on the call, oh, it's been 25 years since I hosted something like that. It hasn't been 25 years. That was like when I first started hosting that stuff. But I did do a live meditation at, I think it was a workshop that I was invited to facilitate, and also from a stage in Bali. I did this closed eye visualization, future pacing people towards what they are calling into their reality. And I can tell you, there is a magic that happens when you show up and you serve a larger container with that depth of surrendered energy. And so that is how you attune yourself to the frequency of abundance. And then you ask yourself the questions, well, how do I know? What are some of the ways I can test the universe or play with the energy of the universe to help me define abundance in a way that really lights up my soul? Because this is what, as human beings, we need to do more of. We need to get curious about the ways that we can bring more joy and awareness of this spiritual technology into our lives, into our own orbits. And so I was thinking back to my days when I was a single mother, and, you know, it was a desperate time. I was living on less than $10 a day. And I've said this before, but I don't say this lightly. There were some days I didn't even know how I was going to feed my children. And then fast forward when Sean and I got together and we started our business, and we started with online programs and mini masterminds, and then we started a publishing house or a publishing company, and we started doing the compilation anthology book series. And I remember going from, you know, just having coins in my wallet to be able to buy the dinner for that day. And, you know, I had two 20-cent pieces in my purse, and I bought a 40-cent packet of pasta, no name brand, and I had some ketchup. And I was one of those mothers, and God help me, my kids are so great. They kind of think back very fondly of this time where I had to make the ketchup in the bottle, or tomato sauce for my Australian friends out there, just go that little bit further. So I would put tap water in there to make it just like runnier, so it would go further. But anyway, we had a good meal that day. And so it was taking one day at a time. And so when the business started picking up, and remember, with our publishing company, we did $80,000 in our first year. Now, Sean and I worked so hard. We were doing like 18-hour days, and we were celebrating and managing the kids and all this kind of stuff. It was a very fun time. And in our second year in business, we did $250,000. And it just kept growing from there, with 2015 being our very first million-dollar year. And I remember coming to America in 2015 with a six-month-old baby and my two kids, Thomas and Olivia, and Sean, and our three dogs, and a big screen TV. And I remember going to the supermarket. And of course, when you go into another country, the prices are different. The things are different, right? And I remember thinking, this is something that I feel a little emotional about, but I remember thinking, I don't have to budget right now. And I had to train myself, which was probably not an advisable thing for anybody listening, because it is a swift detour into the land of credit card debt, which I have experienced numerous times in my life and still experience. But I was aware that I didn't have to feel the anxiety of making a specific dollar amount in my purse stretch, right? I was aware that I didn't have to do that, so I would decrease the anxiety. But what I realized is that there were two very parallel pieces of energy that were portals that were coexisting, from Sarah Prout having 40 cents in her purse to buy that no-name bag of pasta and the runny ketchup, versus Sarah Prout that had like an Amex card and could just, you know, take that, give it to the cashier and pay for like $200 worth of groceries and not even think about it, not even check the receipt. Both of those have the same energetic signature codes of abundance, believe it or not. So if you're somebody right now that is struggling to make ends meet, and you have to go to the grocery store and think about, well, you have to have like the cheap scratchy toilet paper versus the 4-ply fancy stuff, there are opportunities in both choice points for massive abundance. The choice point is to hold gratitude for that super scratchy toilet paper. And believe me, I've had to venture down that path to super scratchy toilet paper before many times. And I still do sometimes. To the like fancy 4-ply toilet paper that's like 3-4 times the price. But it's the energy that you bring to it that then expands the consciousness around the money, that up-levels the frequency, the codes of abundance that you have in every single moment that access point to. And the less you can bring drama to it, not focusing on what you don't have, but focusing on what you do have right now and what you know is coming. So you can soften it and say something to the effect of, well, I know I have to have the scratchy toilet paper right now, and it's going to feel so good when I can get that 4-ply fancy stuff. And then you know what happens sometimes? The universe will literally rearrange itself. So you will probably manifest in a very short frame of time the opportunity to use fancy toilet paper. And I know that I'm being playful with this, but it's that opportunity yet again to look at some of the more constrictive, contracted experiences that we go through in life as opportunities to up-level in the moment based on what is being called of us to respond and how we respond.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I think something that I don't talk about as often as I can, because it involves the stories and the lives of other people, is that having adult children now takes parenting and emotional awareness and understanding frequency and abundance to a whole new level. Because as a parent that has raised and is currently raising four children, well, I've raised the first two, they're adults, and my little ones are now 9 and 7. It's so interesting to see the different mindsets that these unique souls tend to embody. So for my daughter who lives in Australia, for instance, she currently works in sales for a sauna company. She works an incredible job. She is extremely gifted in being able to inspire people to buy these high ticket items. And on one specific day, she closed, I think, $35,000 in sales. And she only turned 18 a month ago. And she gets paid a commission and an hourly wage. And she is earning more money per month than I could have even fathomed when I was even in my early 30s. There's no way. And so my son Thomas, on the other hand, he has a different mindset. He is a lot more altruistic and passion-driven. His purpose in life, he believes at this stage, is to work in body piercing. He is and is very passionate about body modification and tattoos and that kind of thing. And even though he is gifted with an incredibly brilliant mind when it comes to editing and writing and that kind of thing, that's also a passion which he has utilized many times. He's been taking different pathways, let's put it that way, to make ends meet. And the thing that I am so proud of with my two adult children is that they are completely, at this point, financially self-reliant. And this is really, to me, the definition of abundance. When you can get your children to that level of independence, because I mean, the stats are pretty dismal. You probably know of or have experienced adult children living under the parents' roof, and you know, they get to 30 and it's like, okay, time to move out now. And there's just, especially with the way that the economy is right now and different levels of expenses, it can be really daunting. But my children have been able to figure it out. And even though it is a difficult path for both of them, they have this fierce independence. And part of that is because they know and have seen firsthand that they saw their mother working really hard to create and change their environment for them from a very young age. And so there's a code and a frequency when you are prepared to roll up your sleeves and do the hard work. And sometimes you get faced with a lot of adversity. Olivia is going through adversity in Melbourne right now, even though things are great. She's got a few different little, growing pains going on. And so does Thomas. He was actually just unfairly dismissed from his job because his manager made homophobic comments and remarks that he spoke up against, and then he lost his job. And so when this kind of stuff happens, and it's heartbreaking as a parent to know that any kind of unfair discrimination happens against your child, you know, like my mama bear just wanted to come out and like save the day, or, you know, go in there and wreak havoc and raise hell and say, this is unfair, give him his job back. But our role as parents to instruct our children how to unlock their own codes of abundance to align with that frequency is to let them struggle, to allow them to find the pain and the wisdom in that situation. Now, I'm in no way saying that this was warranted. Just let me be very clear here that I do not believe that that should fly. And I believe that Thomas is actually taking the appropriate steps to make sure that no one else goes through that ever again, which is great. But the universe is providing him with this opportunity to use and utilize his skills, his editorial writing skills, to write letters, to create change, to pave a path forward for other people that have dared to speak up that have also lost their jobs, and also trusting that the universe will find the right place for him, where he will thrive. And so again, taking it back to that abundance piece that I was talking about with sitting in the jacuzzi here and looking up at the stars and looking at the little buds on the end of the trees that are just about to bloom, and thinking there is such an innate trust here that nature will do the right thing, that nature will bloom, will blossom, will grow. I don't have any doubt in my mind that in like a month from now, there's going to be green everywhere. There will be, you know, new life bursting forth from the ground. We're already seeing like daffodils and little flowers and things like that. We saw, and this was actually, I won't get sidetracked. I'll tell you this in a moment, but it's trusting when our family members are going through times of hardship that is the real test, because you want to shake the fabric of reality and create change for them. You want the best for them. I don't want Thomas to struggle. I don't want him. He does have another job. He was working two jobs, God bless him. And he's actively looking for another job now to replace the one that he just lost. It's this or something better. But at the same time, he's dealing with these feelings of disappointment. I trust that he has all of the tools within him to make magic happen, to attract and draw into his sphere, his orbit, that level of abundance that's in alignment with his soul. The same thing for Olivia. It's really hard for me to think that I handed Olivia over to her biological father to kind of usher her into the last 6 months of her child, from the last 6 months of her childhood into being now a young adult who is thriving. It's had so many unique emotional challenges for me that I've had to wrap my mind around and then make peace with, so that it doesn't interfere with the layers and levels of abundance, not just money, that I'm calling into my reality, the level of abundance with presence, the level of abundance that I have in my relationship, the energy that I have, the abundance of energy. And so it was Lulu's birthday a couple of days ago on the 23rd of March. She turned nine. We had a little birthday party for her the week before with all of her friends here. She had like two little boys here and I think five little girls. There were seven kids in total. And so a couple of days ago, we went out for a drive. We went to see Kung Fu Panda at the movies, which is a really cool movie. And I kid you not, we were turning into our neighborhood here and I saw something running into the bushes. And I said to Sean, "What is that?" And it was a deer. And he turned around and we looked at the clearing and there were baby deer, nine of them, nine baby deer on Lulu's ninth birthday. And it just felt like this beautiful sign of alignment, this sign of abundance. The codes of abundance were speaking back to us in the form of this deep transmission of nature that was taking place. This is abundance. I remember when, oh God, Sean will laugh at me if he hears this podcast episode, but when Olivia turned seven, we had little Merlin, who was a puppy at the time. He's no longer with us, sadly. And we were at the kitchen table unwrapping presents and all that kind of stuff. And my ex-husband got Olivia a ninth birthday card on her seventh birthday because he was convinced she was nine when she was seven. So that's a story for another day, which he probably denies, but he did. We've got it on video. It's really funny. And we looked over to the living room where little Merlin was as a puppy, and he did seven poops that were like in the shape of Stonehenge almost. It was like this little poop henge. And it was so funny because we always thought that was a, you know, Merlin's way of saying happy birthday to Olivia. And so when we saw the deer for Lulu's ninth birthday, we thought, well, maybe that's a sign from Merlin. Maybe that's a sign from the expanded viewpoint post-transition of this beautiful infinite field of potential that we all occupy. So in summary, what I'd love to invite you to do is tune into the energy leaks that you have in your current model of reality. Are you feeling nurtured and nourished and fired up by your current situation? Are you able to see gratitude in limitation? Are you able to see gratitude in the contraction? And if you are, then you are well on your way to activating the codes of abundance. This is how it works, that you need to contract to expand. I mean, I've had four kids, so you know, you kind of go through the contraction phase to get them out of your body. Well, I did with two of them anyway, because I had, story for another day. But to birth something into the world, you actually have to go through sometimes this initiation phase, this rite of passage that feels extremely uncomfortable, extremely restrictive. You may have upsetting situations arise. It doesn't mean that you have to go through that, because you don't. It's dependent on how you can view the situation and how you have the ability to stop digging, to not grab that shovel, to make it worse than it is, and to really hone in on the fact that these emotions are passing through your body and that you are really helping to navigate that internally each and every time you choose how to react and respond to whatever the universe is presenting you with. And this is truly how you learn how to embody and embrace a new level of abundance in your own life. So that is it from me for today. Thank you so much for being here with me. If you would be so kind as to leave a review or to even take a screenshot and share it on Instagram, that would be great. That's how more people learn about this show, learn about my work. And you can also follow me on Instagram at Sarah Prout, which is where I spend a lot of time. And also check out some of the incredible articles that are over on DearUniverse.com that have been written by our team. Or if you'd like articles that are more Sarah-centric right now, I'm writing over on Substack as well. There is a link in the description for this episode. Thanks again and lots of love. Bye for now.